Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Yes, you read that right. You read that right. If you've been wanting to make an impact, a difference, and don't know how, use your podcast to make a difference, because somebody is listening to you, somebody is waiting for you, and somebody is saying that I'm struggling with this certain thing, but I don't know how to come overcome it. But when you use your podcast to make a difference, people start to say, I feel seen. People start to say, I feel valued. And people start to say, I'm not alone. And so if you've been wondering why starting your podcast is so important, this video is going to answer the question, the importance of starting or launching your podcast and how to make a difference with your podcast. I'm your host. Welcome to the Failure's Knowledge Podcast. We're talking about how your podcast can be used to make a difference in people's lives. And recently, I just discovered like the importance of like storytelling, sharing yourself, sharing your story, and sharing everything that you have been through. It's not the fact that you have went through something that was overwhelming. Moreover, you have gone through it. You have experienced. You have grown. You have developed. In reality, you've learned the lesson. You learned how to turn that setback into success. And this is how you help people. This is how you help others. This is how you make a difference. Making a difference starts with you. If you don't make a difference today for yourself, you can't make a difference and an impact for other people who's getting introduced to you. In addition to that, you have power, and your power is within your message. Your power is within your discovery. So many times, so many new podcasters stop podcasting because it's overwhelming. There's a lot, and there's no instant gratification. In reality, when a podcaster who start podcasting starts the podcast, they have to keep podcast, and they have to continue to podcast, because you never know who your message is going to reach and why it's reaching that person. Just know that they can say that I feel seen. Just know that they will come to you and say, I feel valued. Just recognize that they just won't say, I listen to your podcast. They will say that your podcast made a difference within my life. You see, when I started Failure's Knowledge Podcast a half a decade ago, I knew I wanted to make a difference, but I didn't know the difference that I was making as I was producing podcast episodes. Over time, I start to learn that people was telling me that you really helped me be okay with being alone. People was coming to me and say, I didn't even know that you can love yourself. People was coming to me and say that it's okay to fail. You see, failure is knowledge, because you have to go through the experience, you have to go through the process, and you have to go through your journey. So many times in life, people are afraid to fail. In reality, people are afraid to be embarrassed. In reality, people are afraid to look bad. Well, what are you looking bad for? What are you embarrassed for? Everyone experienced some heartfelt moment that makes them pivot or go a different direction. Life is not perfect. In fact, you are not perfect. In fact, I'm not perfect. When you use your podcast to make a difference, you're using your experience to help others who are currently experiencing what you have overcame. Me and my wife, the other day, we was watching Simone Biles, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's her last name. And she was performing in the Tokyo Olympics, and she was this was a documentary, so it came out in 2024 and everything that happened before 2024. So she was talking about how COVID was a factor, right? COVID-19, the whole world shut down, a lot of people was affected by it, a lot of events stopped. And Simone Biles is a gymnastics, like she does, I think it was called gymnastics. Yeah, she does gymnastics. And in one of the episodes, she wasn't feeling like herself. She wasn't feeling involved with performing. She wasn't like in tune with it. So her mind and her body was present, but her mind was not present. And so she left, and when she left, she was like, "Well, I left because of my mental health." And she got to explain. And then, like, as I started to really, like, reflect on my growth, my own journey, I was like, wait, a lot of things that I have been through is a form of mental health. But when I started my podcast a half a decade ago, I didn't know anything about mental health. In fact, I'm still learning. I'm not an expert by far. I'm learning the importance of sharing your story, connecting with others, and really making a difference. Nonetheless, when I started to hear that more often, or when I was hearing it before then, I didn't know how serious it was. I didn't recognize that it's serious, that your mental health is really an important factor to consider. But when I started to like learn from other people and keep hearing it over time, like when you keep hearing the same message over and over and over again, you start to understand that there's power within your voice. There's power in the difference that you're making. There's power in the impact that you're making in someone's life. If you want to make a difference, launching your podcast will be for you in the beginning, because first you have to get out of your own way. You have to stop overthinking. You have to really produce your podcast episodes. Once you get out of your own way for launching your podcast with confidence, you have to really understand that you're speaking to someone who's going to listen to your podcast, and you're actually helping them. She's helping them say, "I'm not alone. I feel seen. I feel valued because someone has went through what I'm currently experiencing." A half a decade ago is a long time to be producing podcast episodes. Nonetheless, the importance of launching your podcast today is not only helping you build confidence, but over time, people start to say, "How did you do it? How did you overcome that challenge? Why did you not give up? Why did you keep going? What did you learn? How can someone who's starting to launch their podcast continue to have a drive like you have?" You see, so many times, so many people want to be just like you, but in order for people to be just like you, you have to learn how to be yourself. You have to learn how to show up as yourself. You have to learn that it's okay to be and express what you're going through, what you're experiencing. So many times what you are experiencing is the lesson that someone needs. It's the relatability that someone say, "I didn't know you went through that." I did a podcast a couple of days ago, and I mentioned that I'm in school for business management. And he said, "I didn't even know you was in school for business management." And as I was communicating with them on a podcast, we're connecting, we're sharing different stories, we're experiencing different moments. You see, the moment you start to recognize that your podcast is here to make a difference, you start to get out your own way and make that difference for other people. You see, knowing that is challenging, because how do you know you're actually helping somebody, right? How do you know you're actually making a difference? How do you know you're making an impact on someone's life? Well, you don't. And I didn't know I was making an impact until I was like 3 years in to launch my podcast. And then people start saying the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. In reality, it was a confirmation saying what you are doing is working, and I need you to keep doing it because it's helping me. The only reason why it's helping is because one person is consistent. The only reason why it's helping, because when you launch your podcast, yes, launching your podcast is overwhelming, but just because it's overwhelming doesn't mean you cannot do it. Excuse me. In fact, it means that you can do it, and you have an obligation to do it. Not for anybody else in the beginning, but for you in the beginning. For you, you have to do it. For you, you have to launch a podcast. For you, you have to make a difference. But for you, you have to start with one episode at a time. When my YouTube channel got deleted, my wife was like, "That I understand why that's not bothering you." And I communicated with her. I said, "It's not bothering me because now I understand what I'm doing. I've been figuring out what I've been doing the last couple of years, but when it got deleted and I started over, it gave me the confidence to say I can really make a difference because I made a difference before. Because I made an impact through my first YouTube channel. My YouTube channel got deleted. That impact doesn't stop. Me making a difference doesn't stop. Me helping others doesn't stop. Me sharing my message and helping other people who are experiencing different things understand that they are not alone. You see, your podcast make a difference because your podcast built that connection. That podcast builds that community. That podcast builds that trust. People do business with people who they know, like, and trust them. And I just recently understood the importance behind that. If no one knows who you are, if no one knows what you have been through, if no one knows your experience, you cannot help nobody. You cannot motivate nobody. You can't even make a difference. See, to make a difference through your podcast, you have to understand you're creating impact. I had my I did a podcast with my buddy back in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he reached out to me a couple months ago. He was like, yeah, man, Terrell, like, I see you doing a lot of speaking engagements. And yeah, man, I want to start speaking as well. And I just asked him, like, what was his goal behind it? And like, yeah, I didn't know he was watching me through that. And what that taught me is that you never know who's watching you. I did a podcast with him a couple years ago, and it was a great conversation. I learned more about his story, his journey, and what he's been through, what he's going through, and the successes that he's had. It was the podcast that made a difference because I was able to learn from someone who had experience. Experience is the greatest teacher because you can't pull it from the book. In fact, the information is from the book will help you be guided for your experience. Well, to gain the experience, to gain the understanding, to gain the lesson, you have to go through the process. You can't skip lessons just like you can't skip chapters in the book. You have to listen to it word by word. You have to read it word by word and page by page and book by book. You cannot get through the book if you don't start at page one. You can't launch your podcast with confidence if you don't launch your podcast, if you don't launch your first podcast. And 90% of podcasters who launch their podcast stop producing podcast episodes after episode number 3, because now they start to get in their own head, like, was it good enough? Did I make a difference? Where's the gratification? Where's the impact? Where's the feedback? You see, before you get the feedback and the gratification and the impact, you have to get past episode number 3, and you have to be consistent enough so your podcast can start making a difference. People do business with people who they know, like, and trust. So if they know, like, and trust you because they're listening to your podcast, the difference that you're making is that you're the voice that they are listening to. You're the impact that they are experiencing. You're the difference that they needed to hear. You don't know who you are helping. I don't know who I'm helping, but I'm helping someone who's watching. I'm helping someone who's listening. You see, so many of us get in our own heads, even me included. I got in my own head because when my buddy asked me about the speaking engagement, I'm like, well, I'm not even speaking like that. I'm not even speaking as much as I would like to. Nonetheless, I'm not even speaking like that. And I didn't recognize that even though I was doing it, I was making a difference. The podcasting helps you make a difference because people are willing to learn from you, to listen to you, and to watch you. But they have to have something to watch in order for their lives to be changed. I can't help nobody if I don't help myself. And the reason why I need to start with myself is not a selfish act. Moreover, it's a selfless act because if I start with myself, I know how to help the next person launch their podcast with confidence. It's not the fact that it's overwhelming. It's not the fact that it's scary. It's not the fact that you don't like your voice. It's the fact that you don't know the value that you're bringing and the difference that you're making every time someone clicks play or clicks download on your podcast. They start to say, I feel seen. This person connects with me and this person is making a difference. Launching your podcast is just the first step of your growth. Launching your podcast is the first step to making a difference. Launching your podcast will say, I'm committed to the process of helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. people need to hear your voice. And I'm even telling myself this. So I'm making I'm recording the podcast episode, I'm producing it. Nonetheless, I'm telling myself as I'm informing you all that people need to hear yourself or your message more often rather than just a couple days and a couple weeks, a couple months. I've been inconsistent. I've been inconsistent because I was like, what is the thing that I can do to make a difference? What is that difference I'm looking to make? To make a difference, you have to be okay with starting where you are at. When my channel, when my YouTube channel got deleted, I recognized the lessons or the impact that I was looking to make because it was now different. I'm not all over the place like I was a couple years ago. I'm more narrow, I'm more focused, I'm more determined to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence because I want to make a difference through my podcast and to say you can launch your podcast just as better as the next person. You don't need all the fancy equipment, you don't need a fancy microphone, you don't need the fancy lights. I know. What's real, you got the fancy lights, you got the fancy microphone, you got the fancy studio, where in reality, I use what I have. You don't get better without starting with push-up number one. If I want to work out and increase my health and improve my health, I have to start with one thing at a time. And back in 2022, that's what I started with. I was like, all right, cool. I'm about to get out the Marine Corps. I wasn't playing football anymore because my high school days was over, well over. And so I'm in the Marine Corps, and when I was in the Marine Corps, it was hard to work out or have the motivation to work out because we were forced to. Like, we were forced to be in shape. We was forced to, like, stay and keep your health up to date. Not that that's anything wrong, but you kind of lose that motivation, that drive, and that ambition to go work out by yourself. Later on in 2022, before I got out of the Marine Corps, I literally went to... I was working out outside. Is it still going? Okay, yeah. I was working out outside. And as I was working out outside, I started to run. I was doing push-ups on the sidewalk. I was doing push-ups on a wall. I was doing like crunches in the air. I was doing so many different things to get my body up and moving. To make a difference, you have to get your body up and moving. Through your podcast, and you have to launch your first podcast episode. And then you have to launch your second episode. Then you have to launch your third episode. You don't get to the difference unless you start with where you are at. So many times we try to look at other people's journeys like, dang, if they can do it, I can do it as well. But as you are recognizing that, you have to really go through the process of discovery and recognize that you're discovering yourself. Self-discovery is what's going to help you make a difference in other people's lives, because when people start to see you, they start to say, they get me. And based off the stories that you experience, based off the lessons that you gain, you're not reading from a book. You're reading it from your life. You're reading from your experience. You're reading from what you have been through. To make a difference through your podcast, you have to show up with one episode every single day. If not every single day, every single week. If not every single week, every other week. If not every other week, every other week. If not every other week, every month. If not every month, every 2 months. You have to find a way to show up every single day consistently so your difference can be made and felt and understood, because people want to learn from you, they want to connect with you, and they want to experience what you have to offer. Making a difference through your podcast is really understanding that every time you upload a podcast episode, somebody's going to listen. It doesn't matter if it's one person, it doesn't matter if it's two people, it doesn't matter if it's 10 people, it doesn't even matter if it's zero people today when you're live and recording. Over time, people start to come to your podcast and they will start to say, wow, I didn't even know this even existed. I didn't even know this even existed. I didn't even recognize that it's helping somebody. It's helping you because you are the one that's putting yourself out there. Your voice is being heard, and then as it's being heard, you're making a difference. But you can only make a difference when you share your message, when you share your experience. Making a difference through your podcast will take a lot of commitment. It will take commitment, it will take dedication, it will take time. Nonetheless, they can come and you can still make a difference, but you have to start with launching your podcast with confidence to make that difference that you're looking for. And here's the thing. Making the difference isn't always easy. As you are learning, it's going to be challenging. As you are learning, you're going to be discovering. As you are learning, You're going to understand that you are really in a different position. You're in a different way. Because some people, somebody need to hear what you have went through to know that they are going to be okay. So to make a difference through your podcast, you have to start with one episode. Launch your podcast and focus on the next episode rather than the next episodes, so you don't get overwhelmed, you don't get stressed out, you don't lose your motivation. To focus on the next episode, you're really positioning yourself to make a difference. In addition to that, you have to really show up every single day. And as you are showing up every single day, the difference that you're making today is one, that you're showing up. The difference that you're making today is that two, it will pay over time. And three, the difference that you're making today is that you're helping others the way you are helping yourself. But if you don't know how to help yourself, you can't help nobody. You can't make a difference in anybody's lives. And lastly, you have to really go through the process, go through the discovery, and focus on yourself. When you focus on yourself, you learn, you grow, you develop. And when you learn, grow, and develop, you understand what's right, what's wrong, what you're doing, what the purpose of your podcast is. The purpose of the Phase Knowledge Podcast is to help leaders turn setbacks into success. We all have setbacks. We all have failed. Nonetheless, a lot of leaders do not talk about their failures because they either don't have a platform or they don't understand how to. So today we talked about that your podcast can make a difference in other people's lives, and you have to start with one episode. You have to launch your first podcast episode, and then over time you have to be consistent with the podcast. And then three, you have to really go through the journey of self-discovery so that way you can help others overcome what you have already dealt with. So again, I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you, what is your biggest takeaway so far on how your podcast make a difference? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I love to engage with it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Subscribe. And just know that we're going to come with more videos, more trainings about launching your podcast with confidence. And just know there's someone that's waiting to hear your voice, your message, and your story. And this is where your message, this is where your experience starts, because you are launching your podcast one episode at a time. So I appreciate y'all. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. And I can't wait to read it and get back with you all.